Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Hey, that big rally we're doing on October 10th in Wildwood, North Wildwood. You can head over to the Grand Hotel in Cape May after. Make a night out of it. Make a weekend out of it if you want. So think about doing that because the Grand is spectacular in October. And now is your chance to make your October reservations, get room discounts, and resort credits as well. All right, as we continue this hour, I want to welcome back to the show our buddy Bill D'Agostino from the Media Research Center and Newsbusters.org. You can follow him on X at @band_Bill. Hey, Bill, great to have you with us. I just want to mention they are going live right now to the suspect who's making his court appearance right now. I don't know if he's going to say anything or not, but we're just going to keep an eye on that while we have you here. Sure. I assume you watched the press conference earlier with the prosecutor.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think almost everybody in our business probably was dropping what they were doing to grab that. Because, I mean, if you were working on anything before that, after the press conference happened, it didn't really matter anymore.
Yeah, no doubt about that. This has been a very, very tough week for all of us. You and I have not spoken since. How are you doing personally? I mean, I know Charlie was your generation. I know that, you know, obviously he meant a lot to you. How are you doing with all this?
I mean, I think that attending a prayer vigil for him helped a lot. I was, I a lot more scattered anger and frustration beforehand. Although I was not expecting the prayer vigil in D.C. to turn into what it turned into when I thought we were going to be, you know, getting closure and singing prayer songs. And when we showed up there, it was like a line around the building and then doubled back on itself three times. And we finally get in and like Mike Johnson walks out onto the stage and I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, what? Like, what is this? Hmm. And like it was very it was kind of spur of the moment that so many people, like big names, showed up. I think it was just the level of impact that Charlie had, and everybody wanted to get in on it and get to say their piece about how he affected them. So it was, yeah, very, very emotional, but really powerful and inspiring in a way.
I haven't played any of the whack jobs on TikTok and others who've been celebrating and rejoicing and all the other. I don't want to give these people a platform. I have been playing, however, people in the media who've been saying disgraceful things. I've been playing elected officials who've been playing disgraceful things. In my mind, they're not civilians. I don't want to give those anonymous people a platform. But obviously, you know, if you're in the media, if you're an elected official, if you're somebody in the public eye and you're saying irresponsible things, well, we're definitely going to make it. We're going to make you known, and we're going to make sure people know what you're saying.
If you've already got a platform, then, yeah, we have to criticize you.
Yeah,
for sure.
No doubt about that. It's sad to think that I don't know if it's just that people are just so dying to be famous, or if there's just such a callousness about life right now, or if really these people are just that deranged to be celebrating life, or if they just think this is just sort of some active shooter game or something. I don't know. But how quickly people were to try and go viral by celebrating this or rejoicing in it, it's very unsettling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's I think it's kind of an important wake up moment for a lot of people on the right who are realizing that even if you don't care about politics, politics cares about you. Charlie was a fairly moderate guy. And in fact, he was certainly right wing. Right. But if I ever had something critical to say of Charlie, and God help me, I wish I could take it back now, but it would generally be my criticism was that he was too soft when he was going around pushing various stances or whatever. That would only ever be the negative criticism that I had for him. And so in him, I see, you know, my immediate family. I talk a big game on X in my work that I do, whatever. I am an explicitly political person. If you want to criticize me, go after me. Sure, I'm making myself fair game. But my family, who is more moderate, certainly still right wing, but more moderate than me and much more aligns with Charlie, that's who I see in Charlie. And I think that's a lot of people are having that experience right now. It's not just the left wants to punch Nazis. We are all Nazis. They mean like us, like you, me.
They have been calling us these things for quite some time. They've been calling us fascists. They've been calling us Nazis. They've been saying all these things about us. And yes, they've wanted to do things to hurt us. We know that. But I don't know. I guess part of me just never thought they would actually go this far. You know, maybe that was my naivete, yeah, or just maybe I just didn't want to acknowledge that, you know.
I wouldn't call it naivete. I mean, it's, you know, you can't begrudge anybody for knowing what time it is and still being hopeful that humanity will prevail. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I think it's kind of laid bare the how vicious and totalistic this ideology is. Because I think that the cause for a lot of the celebration among these people is that they thought that he was truly a monster. Yeah, some of that is because his quotes are being taken out of context, clips of him are being taken out of context, and they're being fed lies or at least massive distortions about Charlie. But a lot of it is also just their ideology is irreconcilable with what Charlie stood for. Like even the people who do fully grasp what Charlie's politics were, a lot of those people, I think, even still, if you hold those kind of politics, they see you as like, okay, then I can't share a country with you. And, mm-hmm. and ideally you'd be eliminated. Like that's really how a lot of these people think. I'm reluctant to say it's even close to the plurality on the left, but it's a sizable enough amount that it's incredibly visible to everybody.
Yeah, it is incredibly visible to everybody. And, they're reading the can we just dip into this, though, guys, just so we can hear the judge reading the charges at the moment?
Obstruction of justice, a second degree felony in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-8-306 sub 2, in that on September 10th, 2025 in Utah County, the defendant Tyler James Robinson, with intent to hinder, delay, or prevent the investigation, apprehension, prosecution, conviction, or pursuant to any person regarding conduct that constitutes a criminal offense, conceal or remove the firearm used to shoot Charlie Kirk, and the conduct that constitutes an offense would be a capital felony or a first-degree felony. count four, obstruction of justice, a second degree felony in violation of Utah Code 76-8-306, sub 2, and that on or about September 11th, 2025 in Utah County, the defendant, Tyler James Robinson, with an intent to hinder, delay, or prevent the investigation, apprehension, prosecution, conviction, or punishment of any person regarding conduct that constitutes a criminal offense, destroyed, concealed, or removed the clothing he wore during the shooting, and the conduct that constitutes an offense would be a capital felony or first-degree felony. Count five, tampering with a witness, a third-degree felony in violation of Utah Code Annotated 76-8-508, in that on or about September 10, 2025 in Utah County, the defendant, Tyler James Robinson, believed that an official proceeding or investigation was pending or about to be instituted or intended to prevent an official proceeding or investigation and attempted to induce or otherwise cause his roommate to withhold testimony, information, a document, or an item, to wit, directing his roommate to delete incriminating text messages. Count six, tampering with a witness, a third-degree felony, in violation of Utah Code Annotated 76-8-508, in that on or about September 11th, 2025 in Utah County, the defendant, Tyler James Robinson, believed that an official proceeding or investigation was pending or about to be instituted or intended to prevent an official proceeding or investigation and attempted to induce or otherwise cause his roommate to withhold testimony or information, to wit, directing his roommate to stay silent if the police questioned the roommate. Count seven, violent offense
the judge in reading presence the charges of a child, right now.
A Class A misdemeanor in violation of Utah Code Annotated 76-3-203.10, sub 2, and 76-3-203.14, sub 3A, little double I, in that on or about September 10th, 2025 in Utah County, the defendant, Tyler James Robinson, committed criminal homicide in the physical presence of a child younger than 14 years of age, with knowledge that a child was present and that may have been seen or heard the commission of the criminal homicide, victim targeting enhancement in violation of Utah Code Annotated 76-3-203.14, sub 2, Tyler James Robinson intentionally selected Charlie Kirk because of Tyler James Robinson's belief or perception regarding Charlie Kirk's political expression. That concludes reading the information. Mr. Robinson, this case is set for September 29th at 10 a.m. It will be a waiver hearing, and I will be the judge assigned to this case. Mr. Robinson, I invite you to join us at that time. Is there anything further, counsel?
No, Your Honor, we'll have counsel appointed by then. Thank you.
Mr. Gurander, anything further?
One item, just for clarification, Your Honor. The hearing on the 29th, is that in person or WebEx?
Thank you. That is a great question. It will be via WebEx.
Okay. Thank you, Judge.
All right. I want to thank all parties for being here. And this concludes this hearing at this time. Court is in recess.
All right.
Bill, we have the picture of the suspect on the screen as part of this hearing right now. Just lifeless eyes. I mean, like he's not even present. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't imagine what thoughts are going through his mind right now, but I suspect there's probably a fair amount of regret. I mean, the kid was what, 22 years old.
It's well, regret that he got caught for sure because he was trying to go back for the weapon.
Yeah. I think that I hope at least that in the days that have ensued since he did this, at least since he was caught, that he's had some degree of realization about like the level of evil that he carried out. I mean, the speech by Charlie's wife, for example, hopefully struck some kind of nerve in him seeing the response, et cetera. Look, if the best we're going to get from this animal is regret that he tactically made a mistake for the left, then okay, fine, I'll live with that. But I'd like some degree of actual guilt beyond that, like moral guilt. But who knows? I mean, you can never tell with somebody when they're capable of something like this.
One thing that struck me when the prosecutor was reading the text messages back and forth was the almost giddiness that he had at this, with the wink wink emojis, right, and everything else, and just the absolute, the only thing he cared about was just going back and getting that rifle, because that was the evidence. That was it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it was kind of shocking to me how very fully he seemed to hope and believe that he actually could get away with this, like not get caught.
Right. Right.
That's sort of remarkable to me. And it shows what a colossal coward he is, because generally when people, I have nothing to back this up. My sense of this is that generally when somebody does something this colossally public and evil, that they're hoping to go out as a martyr. But I think he genuinely thought that he could just slink away in the shadows and get away with this, which is like, I mean, it's appalling. The beyond everything else, he's an idiot, right? Like, How could you think you were going to get away with this? So there
was one exchange where he says something to the effect of his roommate of, "I'm sorry, my love. I was hoping that we would keep this secret until we were old," or something to that effect, and then the truth would come out. Like, he was not prepared to go out as a martyr. He wanted to keep this secret with him and his lover, and then, you know, for the rest of his life, and then I guess at some point, you know, let everybody know that he was the one who did it. I mean, it's just truly bizarre.
What a joke. Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah, and that also just it reveals this kind of disgusting warped worldview that he has, where it's like, yeah, I can go out and kill, you know, do a little political murder just to make myself feel better, and then go back to normal life, and it'll be no big deal as long as I don't get caught. It'll be fine. Nihilism, right? I mean, like a complete lack of morality. And that's I think the crushing irony of this is that if you asked him, if you got the most honest answer you could out of him about why he did this, he would make moral appeals, right? He thought he was doing the right thing doing this. Look, the bad guys genuinely don't think of themselves as the bad guys, but I think that kind of underscores how dangerous this ideology that he imbibed is.
Yeah, well said. Bill DiAgostino's with us, Media Research Center. As we're watching history play out here, Newsbusters and Media Research Center, MRC. We are watching history play itself out. I'm happy they were able to get this guy so quickly. He'll be back in court September 29th. It seems like a pretty open and shut case, but of course, you never know how these things go. It's just, obviously, I'm glad it's Utah. I'm glad we're not dealing with some woke George Soros prosecutor. And I'm glad they have the death penalty, because if nothing else, they can leverage it. I mean, I hope they fry his ass, but I mean, if nothing else, they can probably leverage that. It'll also be interesting to see what the feds decide to do, if they decide to do anything.
Something that sticks out to me with the reading of those charges. I mean, they're really throwing every book at him that they possibly can.
Yeah.
Which I'm not familiar enough with how this kind of prosecution works. You know, I'm not a lawyer that I can try to divine what they're thinking, but it seems like they are earnestly seeking the death penalty. That's my layman's that's my layman's perception. This is not a negotiation thing, and so that's encouraging for sure.
Well, it's Utah, but you know what I mean. They want to get their revenge for this, and rightfully so. I mean, that's the thing. I agree with you. It's not a negotiation, but it'll be interesting to see what they do with the roommate, the lover slash roommate slash person who was transitioning, because he was evasive today on whether or not there would be charges for them. I know for him,
right.
I don't know if they're still investigating that or if they're trying to hold something over his head, but and then there's all the questions around all these people on this Discord. I didn't even know what the hell Discord was until 5 minutes ago.
Okay, well, that's important. I think that's maybe a big aspect of this story, a big outgrowth of this. What it will be is a lot of people kind of becoming aware of how this sort of thing works these days. I saw a lot of people blaming college for this kid. He dropped out after like a semester, right? So no, I mean, not college. A lot of this happens online. People's minds usually immediately go to Reddit or more recently Blue Sky, which there's certainly a lot of that. But yeah, it's Discord. It's Discord groups, and it's been Discord groups for a very long time. I mean, there's
is it a Reddit for lefties? What is it exactly?
So it's Slack, essentially. It's non-work Slack, right? It's tailored towards gaming. I have a Discord account. When I was over COVID, when I would like play Counter-Strike or whatever else with my friends during lockdown, we would all hop into a Discord channel where we could all, you know, do voice chat together. And somebody can even like live stream they can screen share, basically live stream just to that little Discord server. And everybody can, you know, watch the video at the same time. It's think of it as kind of like a combination of like a messaging board and, like instant messenger. And so you can create these little private servers where the only way you can even get in, is if you have a direct randomly generated link from that server. And so people create their own little groups in Discord all the time. I mean, again, I'm in like several with friends from college, friends from high school, mm-hmm. et cetera. And so that's where a lot of this kind of radicalization happens. And the problem with that is that it's so decentralized. I suspect there are people at Discord who could, for example, employ some kind of scraping algorithm and like find, you know, for keywords or whatever, and find chats where people are discussing various things. But the sheer volume of Discord servers that are out there is like, I mean, it's like as many as there are Twitter accounts, you know, or X accounts, Facebook accounts, whatever. So it's not like it's something that's just open to everybody that you can police in the same way that just like a messaging board is, which makes the task of law enforcement significantly harder.
You know what's interesting, and I don't think any of us have the answer yet, but as technology evolves and AI continues to evolve and quantum computing and everything else, is it going to make it easier or much more difficult to find people who are saying these kind of things? My initial sense is initially it'll make it easier, and then AI will help people become even more underground than they already are in terms of this. So because everybody wants to find a solution, it's a natural human instinct to think, how can we police this? How can we, you know, before we start going crazy with hate speech codes and, you know, the government watching everybody and Big Brother, I just think technology will probably find a way to help people go even further underground as platforms do more to try to elevate this discourse.
Well, I think the way I conceive of it is kind of like a Christmas tree shape, where it's like, you know, very long horizontal. If the horizontal axis is like how public, how little privacy you have, mm-hmm. And time is like vertical, then, you know, when new technology comes out, say the internet or these kind of apps, whatever, initially everything is very public, right? And as time goes on, it kind of tapers, and people create kind of new things within that technology that make you, give you more privacy or security or whatever. And then there's kind of a paradigm shift or some new thing that everybody's using. And again, everything is initially very unsecure until people start, you know, learning more privacy techniques, right? I mean, like we saw that with perfect example, social media, right? Initially, people were losing job interviews, job offers, because potential employers were scrolling through their Facebook accounts and finding like all of these photos of them, you know, smoking a bong or something or whatever, right? And so then people became kind of like social media savvy, where now basically everybody in Gen Z, most millennials, like if you find somebody's Facebook account, it's not going to show you anything. It's going to show you their profile picture, and then it's going to say add a friend. Everything else is private. That evolves over time, right? The aptitude for privacy evolves over time. And so the unique problem I think that Discord poses is that it is innately privacy oriented, and because it's so widespread among very internet savvy young people, gamers, etc., where a lot of this left wing ideology exists, they're basically already using the technology that they can to be as private as they want about maybe radical political discussions or grooming kids or whatever else.
And by the time everybody catches up to it, they're on to the next thing. I mean, the president today, and I'm not criticizing him for this because in my mind, I think that we're past the point on this anyway. But he's extended the TikTok deadline to December 16th, I think. By the time that they figure out this TikTok thing, TikTok's going to be like Facebook. I mean, I don't know anybody in your generation that really uses Facebook, or maybe even younger than you. That's their grandma's on there with cats. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So like by the time they figure out who's going to actually buy TikTok, that's going to be the thing that nobody uses anymore.
Right, because Aunt Mildred and Uncle Ted are going to be on TikTok at that point. And you know, the kids
right,
don't
they'll be like,
the
oh, Trump's made it so that we can be on TikTok now, honey. We created an account, and then, you know, that's that.
Exactly. And the kids are going to be using some app that maybe even exists now that we don't even know the name of because we're not young enough. You know, who knows? It's endlessly frustrating. I will say also just one last thing on Discord. A lot of the, like, grooming that happens, schools, colleges, et cetera, media, all play a part. But a lot of the, like, interpersonal interactions that are direct, like, grooming of teenagers, that happens in Discord chats.
Just to clarify what you mean by grooming so everybody understands that, if you could.
Indoctrination of kids who are maybe not comfortable in their own skin or whatever into believing that they're trans. That's really specifically what I'm talking about. And also a bit of sexual predation on top of that at times, not always, but certainly also a common piece of that.
You know, as a parent of an 11-year-old, it freaking scares the hell out of me because you try your best to know what you're – I think everybody does to try to know what your kids are doing online. But it's the – to say it's the Wild West would be ridiculous because the Wild West had a measure of justice to it. You know what I mean? Like there was always a sheriff who'd come out and just shoot a guy who was too drunk at a bar. But, I mean, we don't even have that online right now. It's just complete chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. It's unadulterated chaos. And I think that the reason that a lot of people are like, you know, younger people are kind of gravitating towards these apps or various little communities, et cetera, is because the internet has become so explored. Like website internet, right, has become so much more corporatized, kind of settled. A lot of people are on there with their real names, et cetera. And so people get driven further underground. And that's where you get Discord.
Well, I have you. I wanted to share this. This is making the rounds. ABC's Matt Gutman. So as they were reading the text messages between the shooter and his gay trans boyfriend who is transitioning, I mean, this is you can't make this up. Let's take a listen to this. This is cut 42.
We have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages about the alleged murder weapon, where it was hidden, how it was placed, what was on it. But also, it was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case. And on the other hand, he was, you know, speaking so lovingly about his partner. So a very interesting and, as Pierre said, riveting press conference, David.
It was tough.
This is not some freaking Shakespearean tragedy here. The way this guy describes this is just, it's freaking creepy.
Right. No, it's disgusting. It reveals this childish comic book perception of the world, right? Like there are photos, you can find them, photos of Hitler with little kids and they're all smiling and he's smiling and he's hugging them. There are photos of Hitler holding puppies, right? I mean, these were used as propaganda. I suspect that Hitler actually thought that the little kids were very cute and he actually thought that the puppies were really cute. He probably liked the puppies because no human is 100% completely evil. Right. And so, yeah, of course, the guy that this shooter was in a relationship with. Yeah, of course, him being in a relationship means he actually loved this dude. What does that add to the story? Right. It's like Oh, he was. It turns out, yes, he was a complete human being. Right. Of course he was. He was a human.
Yeah.
Right? It's idiotic. It's idiotic that he is that Matt Gutman is wowed by the fact that this guy had the capacity to experience love. Every person who has committed every atrocity in history has had and expressed the capacity to feel love. That has no bearing on the atrocity that they committed. There's no duality there. That's just the nature of humanity.
I mean, Hitler had Eva Braun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, precisely. Right. Yeah, exactly. I would love to see Matt Gutman go through Hitler's letters to Eva Braun and say, "Wow, you know, I was surprised. It was actually very touching. It was very tender." But yeah, Matt, he did the Holocaust.
It's like, I shouldn't laugh, but at the same time, it's been such a tense week. And like, I'm clutching at straws just for anything that might give me a crack of a smile. You know what I mean? We've all been in, you know, such a dark place since this happened.
Look, if that's how we're going to heal is we're all going to point and laugh at Matt Gutman, I'm 110% on board, man.
I'm about to laugh at Cory Booker for his antics today. Did you catch those?
I didn't. I retreated back into my hidey hole and started working on a video compilation for all of this. But
well, if you have a minute, can we play the compilation that you made for us on 41?
Oh, sure. I thought you were going to play Booker.
No. This is a compilation I believe you made, right? In the last 24 hours of people insisting that they knew nothing about the shooter and the motive.
Yep. Yeah.
You want to give us a highlight of some of the geniuses we're going to see in this?
Yeah, Michelle Goldberg at the New York Times on MSNBC. Is it New York Magazine or New York Times? I always forget with all the different New York rags. Whatever. It doesn't matter. She lives in Manhattan and she's an idiot. But she is like, I didn't include the whole clip of it in there because it was long, but she is trying to tell everybody that what was written on the bullet casings could mean anything, right? I mean, who knows what "Hey, fascist, catch" means, right? We can't possibly know what that means, and also it's dangerous to try to figure out what that means. That's basically her stance.
What the hell does "Hey, fascist, on a bullet, hey, fascist, catch" on a bullet mean anything other than "Hey, fascist, catch"? There's no other thing it could possibly mean than that.
Well, you just haven't considered the other opportunities, Rich. And what you're doing right now is very dangerous.
Oh, this is what makes me annoyed. You got to just detach your brain from any logical reasoning function. All right, cut 41.
It's not entirely clear at all what his specific motive was. We haven't heard it from him. But that is not stopping the political fight over what he believes.
There's a lot we don't know yet about this suspect and what his motive truly was.
We don't know very much about his ideology.
We don't know what the motive is yet.
There is no motive as of yet.
The initial reaction of so many people is to try to prove that this killer was a left winger.
Candidly, there's been too much discussion from politicians getting ahead of this subject and speculating about left-wing ideologies and that sort of thing.
Many prominent right-wing voices blaming the political left for something that, frankly, the investigation is still very much in its early stages. There's a lot we don't know.
They took to social media very quickly, trying to ascribe motive and intent.
For the vice president to say he knows who did it and the motivation, I don't even think law enforcement has said that there was a specific motivation behind it. So this is really dangerous.
But of course, Donald Trump was always going to rush to judgment because this is what he wanted to do all along. He wanted a pretext to sic the entire Justice Department on his political enemies.
It's almost like they're more upset by the fact that we're assuming motive here than what actually even took place.
Oh, they are. I fully believe. Let them come after me, not you, Rich. But I fully believe that every single person in that video is more upset about the political ramifications than they are that Charlie Kirk was murdered. I mean, they are that level of cynical, calculating, purely political creatures at this point. Like that is the sum total of what matters to them.
Well, they can come after me, too, because I don't disagree with you, my friend. Bill DeAgostino, follow Bill on X at @band_Bill. And this was fun. This was a good chat, an important one to have under the circumstances. But we'll do it again next week for sure. I appreciate it, my man.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Rich.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour.
on the Rick Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Yes, and we are going to be back at the Grand Hotel, as I mentioned, for Halloween. But you can join us on October 10th, if you like, in Wildwood at our rally to save New Jersey and to do a candlelight vigil for Charlie Kirk. And then you can head over to the Grand Hotel if you want. For dinner, drinks, or spend the night. Make a weekend out of it, if you like. Remember, go to capegop.com to sign up for that big rally and that big event. I will be speaking that night, and I'm looking forward to it. 4 to 7 p.m. Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there, they're going to do fantastic work for you. You know, I love the team at Emmons. And 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Matt Kelly was over the house the other day. He and his design team, Krista and Pete, looking at our kids' bathroom. Because we're gonna renovate it. I mean, it's something we're gonna renovate. It's something out of the 70s, 80s. It's awful. And they come up with great ideas. That's the thing. Emmons Roofing and Siding even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, Emmons will remodel your kitchen and bathroom. They are the Owens Corning Platinum Certified Contractor, Platinum Certified, which means that you will have a lifetime warranty on your roof with the best in the business Owens Corning shingle. So whether it's windows, doors, siding, you can know that Emmons will take great care of you, and they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, and 10% off. For each and every one of my listeners, just go to emmonsroofing.com. They remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in our old home, did a fantastic job. It's why we're going to have them remodel the kids' bathroom in our new house. And I love the fact that they will give you a free estimate on the roof. They won't tell you you need a new one if you don't, but if you do, you will get the Owens Corning shingle by the Platinum Certified Master Contractor of Emmons, and you'll get that lifetime warranty on that roof. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What a busy day today, huh? Holy cow. Every day at Afternoon Drive is like that. I got about 750 clips we have to get to, but don't worry, we still have another hour of a show to go. Actually, before I get into that, though, the greater Chris earlier had a question today for executive producer Matt DeSantis. And since this is not Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week, I just have a question for Matt. Can you name five Robert Redford movies? Go.
No, there's no way.
I didn't think so. And most importantly, neither did the greater Chris. So.
I don't know if I can name one. Oh, wait, All Is Lost is a great movie. I think that's all I've got.
And again, that's the movie that nobody would think of.
That's a great film. Have you ever seen it?
That's not the point. The point is it's not the first movie anyone would ever think of when they think of Robert Redford. Not a single person.
As the title suggests, he gets lost at sea. There's basically no dialogue in the film at all, and yet it's still riveting.
What's the first movie that comes to your mind when you think of Robert Redford?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Thank you. Thank you. And the reason why Matt does not think of that is the reason why?
It was made in 1969.
And also because he is a?
Cowboy.
No, Matt DeSantis, I mean.
Oh, Ivy League weirdo.
DeSantis. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm not going to lie to you.
There's no doubt people believe Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid to be one of the greatest movies, probably at least top 100 movies ever made. And probably Robert Redford's finest work. And you come up with Lost at Friggin' Sea or whatever the hell it is. What is it?
It's called All Is Lost, and I highly recommend it. It's an excellent film. And I just Googled his other films to see if there were five that I had seen. There are not. All I have is All Is Lost. I've never seen The Natural either, and I imagine that's going to get a lot of grief.
Oh, my God. Seriously, because that would be the second movie that everybody thinks of when they think of Robert Redford would be The Natural.
I do want to see it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Take your time. There's no rush.
Came out in 1984, so I'll break my rule to sit down and check out that film.
Justin, I would agree The Natural is one of the best sports movies ever made. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. But I'd say I like The Bridge Too Far, 3 days of 3 days of Condor.
Yeah, I mean, he's also in. I mean, as a nerd, I figured you would have got at least you would have got All the President's Men. I figured you would have at least got that.
Nope.
Even The Great Gatsby, although he probably likes the.
Oh, love the Leo one.
That's see that I didn't even have to say. He just proves my point.
No, you knew. You knew.
That one's good. Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire. What's not to like?
I don't even know why I bother.
Disgust me.
It really is. All Is Lost is what I'm going to write as my biography of working with you on this show. That's what it's going to be called. All Is Lost.
I'm a big fan of F. Scott Fitzgerald's book. Does that count as anything?
By the way, do you think there's ever going to come a time when Ron dies on that ladder?
What?
I'm just wondering.
If I speak my opinions, I'd rather
incur the wrath of sales. I know. I can say whatever I want. But I'm kind of rooting for his death at this point. I'm just saying. I know in this culture we're not supposed to be doing that, but I feel like it had to be said. You know that meme of the guy nodding with the beard? It looks like a little person or a midget, as Hank Johnson would say. You know that's Robert Redford, right?
Yeah, a bunch of people think it's Zach Galifianakis, but it's actually
correct.
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford, that's right.
That's See? Redford?
Yep.
Oh, I'm one of those people that Justin just named because I always assumed it was Galifianakis. It looks just like Zach Galifianakis.
And that's Redford.
Yeah, it's from Jeremiah Johnson.
Oh, haven't seen that either.
Shocker.
We're all shocked. We really are. We're all shocked. What else do I have here? What do we want to play? Who's good today? Who went crazy today?
Book, I know you referenced it in the last segment, but we haven't played it yet. Booker is a good clip. And Maisie Hirono also. we have a great Maisie Hirono clip. That's number 9.
Yeah. All right. Dealer's choice. You want to do Maisie Hirono?
Yeah, let's make the audience wait till the 6 o'clock hour. Let's do the Hirono clip now. We'll hold Booker for a little bit.
All right, this is Maisie Hirono, who is the dumbest United States senator not on the mainland of the United States because she represents Hawaii. And one time, by the way, did try to ban dwarf tossing. That was her claim to fame at one point, to ban dwarf tossing. I kid you not. You can't make that up. How could I make that up? How could anyone make that up? That's one of those things you just can't make up. All right, this is cut number 9.
You know, one question I had is...
Yes.
That you are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups, which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences. Are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work. The physical fitness standards of those agents
are being appropriately assessed. So are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
The reason I ask is that there are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Doing anyway, one pull-up Mr. is not Patel, harsh, and there are always really medical concerned. Exemptions to that.
My question is this. Could Maisie Hirono do a pull-up? What do you think? What's the over-under on that?
0. There's no way.
0.0?
Yeah, not any chance she can complete one pull-up.
No chance, right? None whatsoever.
Zilch.
All right, that was Maisie Hirono. What about Sheldon Whitehouse?
He's always a joy. It's not so much funny as it is just annoying. But number 10, if you want to listen to it.
Only if we want to do the comparison to him being, is it Sylvester the Cat? Is that what we landed on? Did we decide that?
Justin, do you remember?
I'm pretty sure it was Sylvester the Cat.
Sylvester the Cat. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. Sylvester the Cat, we believe. So this is Sheldon Whitehouse with Kash Patel. All right, take a listen.
Just to clarify, I'm not talking about the FBI full field background investigations. I'm talking about internal employee reviews for promotion, for termination, for job actions of various kinds. And my question to you is it now the policy of the FBI to ask agents who they voted for and since when? Is who agents voted for a proper question for the FBI to ask?
Taking those in reverse order, it's not a proper question, and it's improper to allege that I'm doing that. And also, at the FBI specifically, under my leadership, we do not ask who you voted for. And just one correction for the record, if I may, Senator, it's Security Division that runs background investigations, not HRD.
Put him up! Put him up! I'm just saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He's a real gem, but we gotta wait for Cory Booker. But I do think that we have your buddy Adam Schiff, who is a moron. He's definitely moron too.
Why is he my buddy? I don't want to be buddies with Adam Schiff.
Well, because you like Eric Swalwell. I always consider him to be the Senate's version of Eric Swalwell.
That's fair. They're both.
Don't you think it's kind of fair to say?
Yeah, they're both kind of morons from California, so it makes sense.
They're both kind of morons from California, and they definitely, you know. So, all right, take a listen.
Cut 30, by the way.
Cut 30.
Well, to believe that? Do you think they're stupid?
No. I think the American people believe the truth, that I'm not in the weeds on the everyday movements of inmates.
Not in the weeds.
What I am doing is protecting this country, providing historic reform, and combating the weaponization of intelligence by the likes of you. And we have countlessly proven you to be a liar in Russiagate, in January 6th. You are the biggest fraud to ever sit in the United States Senate. You are a disgrace to this institution and an utter coward.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised that you continue to lie from your perch and put on a show so you can go raise money for your charade. You are a political buffoon at best.
Well, you can take an internet troll.
Take it to the bank that the FBI is protecting this country and the state and citizens of California. We are bringing historic reform.
Point of order.
But all you care about is a child sex predator that was prosecuted by a prior administration, and the Obama Justice Department and the Biden Justice Department did squat. And what did President Trump do? Bring new charges courageously. And what have we done?
Chairman,
you said I'm the most transparent FBI director in history. 33,000 pages of information to you. I challenge you to say anything credibly to the truth. Go ahead and run to the cameras where you want to go now.
Fantastic. I can listen to that all day. I can do this all day. I really could.
That's amazing.
Just great.
It's amazing that he won not only a primary but a general election to become a senator. How is that even possible? I guess if you're up against Katie Porter and like Barbara Lee, anything's possible, but geez.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like anything's possible, but Jesus, right? Holy cow. Oh, man. Idiots. All right. The big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Have you seen Dr. Mike yet for your free implant consultation? If not, what are you waiting for? Go see Dr. Mike today and get that beautiful smile that you deserve. You'll get a free implant consultation, and you'll be in great hands with the great team, the dentists that other dentists send their patients to for the really, really complicated stuff. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. And a reminder, please get your tickets for Jack Carr, okay? It's coming up on October 13th. It will sell out. Cry Havoc. You can get your VIP seats or just general admission seats. Either way, go to 1210WPHE.com, Politics and Pints. I'll be hosting Navy SEAL and number one international best-selling author Jack Carr for an unbelievable night and conversation. 1210WPHE.com. This event will sell out, so don't miss it. Fourth and final hour straight ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.